This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
HostGator, one of the top web hosting providers around. Save 60% off of shared hosting for 3 years with code MMA60.
Factor 75. Get fresh meals delivered to your door. Use code
MMA40.
$40 off your first 2 weeks.
Mattress Firm. Get 10% off with code MMANUTS10. Smart Home is one of the world's largest home automation retailers. Get $20 off $100 or more with code TAKE20 off.
Defense Soap. The ultimate soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes with the new peppermint oil bars and shower gel. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts. Episode 422.
422.
My name is Michael Weigel.
Back with the show by our fans, for our fans, walk live between serious and ridiculous. What's happening?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing on a Tuesday afternoon night?
Well, let's see. It's election day in Illinois.
Erection day?
It's always erection day, man.
Nice.
We don't need a special day for that.
Tap over here.
That's right. It's growing. Always.
Mm-hmm.
Large, hard cocks.
Great.
Perfect. Start to show
that's what we need. Speaking of those, Justin Gaethje.
Okay.
Nice. And Edson Barboza.
Uh-huh.
Had a fucking leg kicking contest. This is perfect. I love Gaethje. I love Barboza. I love the leg kick. These are the men to deliver those. So they just like, let's go to the middle and let's just throw leg kicks at each other.
Yeah.
Let's see. They're throwing bombs, leg kick wise. And then people were complaining. I think it was Edson Barboza's manager. They got poked in the eye.
Oh, bullshit.
Yeah. Well, it looked like he did. They
slowed down.
I don't care anymore either. It's like, fuck you. And he gets knocked out in dramatic fashion.
Yes, he does. Right? That was rough.
Yeah. Because now, would you consider Edson Barboza a gatekeeper?
He might be. It's very possible.
He's pretty good.
He's a solid guy, you know.
Is he ever going to win a title?
I don't see that happening.
No.
No, he's never going to do it. Sadly.
Now, Gaethje, on the other hand. And here's the weird thing. You know how much you made for fucking headlining? I don't know what number card it is, but...
$30,000?
Well, in sponsorship money.
Oh.
$4,000. $4,000 in Reebok money this guy made.
Wow.
For headlining, was it fucking ESPN card?
Not much, man.
Especially when you're one of the most exciting fighters ever. I think he is my favorite fighter right now, too.
Yeah, you really like him.
He takes care of two of my needs, leg kicks and takes punches to... I think he is the fighter that absorbs the most punches per minute than any other fighter in the UFC.
Taking the Chris Leben approach.
I think Leslie Smith was two, and I forget who else was in that. But Chris Leben could take a hell of a shot for a while.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, though, it's exciting. It's interesting you bring up that point. I feel like certain guys, mm-hmm. I think to be champ, you have to have a certain, like, trajectory. And some guys just don't have it. It's hard to explain. Like, they're really well-rounded fighters, and they're super good.
Yeah.
They just don't have that, like, there's something missing, you know? Like, you got to be like a missile, just out of fucking shooting out of the... Where some guys, they're just, like, slow locomotives, you know? Like, diesel engines.
Like Donald Cerrone. He's just never going to get there. But I would say he's better than Gatekeeper. He's not Gatekeeper.
No, he's just, yeah, there's...
I think that one's more of a mental.
Yeah. He has surges of greatness.
Mm-hmm.
But it's never when it's necessary to win the title. He always psychs himself out somehow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So what do I do with Gaethje next? There's just so many options.
Habib!
I know, that was a
good
one, too.
I like that fight. I like that.
Cerrone, Iaquinta, Habib, or Conor McGregor? Any of those guys, really.
I don't like McGregor. You know, McGregor retired, supposedly. But he's coming back.
McGregor, Schmegregor.
It's all a bunch of bullshit shenanigans.
Yeah.
So, I don't like the McGregor fight. I don't think you should give him that. But I do like Khabib, if he ever comes back to fight in the...
Yeah, I don't know if he will.
Estados Unidos.
Yes. He may be banned permanently.
Could be.
Maybe visa issues, so... Mm-hmm. Then you had, what, Josh Emmett, Flatline, Michael Johnson...
That was rough.
And I can't post the GIFs, but you know, you saw him. You see, like, you've been watching him over and over. You literally see his soul leave his body.
Yes.
As he goes down. And
it's horrible.
Then Josh Emmett had posted this picture on his Instagram, and I don't know if this is him cutting weight the week of the fight, or if this is the beginning or the end of training camp, but here's like 184 pounds and then 146 pounds for the fight. And what do you notice in the picture?
I noticed that, I don't know, his face looks different.
I was going to say his tattoos look a hell of a lot nicer.
Skinnier.
Yeah, it might just be the lighting, but everything looks much crisper, tattoo-wise.
Well, I wonder if this is certain, okay, this is a little bit manipulated, too, to kind of do the...
Well, maybe the skin's tightening, and that's what's happening with the tattoos.
Could be.
Everything's tightening up.
Yeah.
Because you're dehydrating the fuck out of yourself with, 38 pounds.
So crazy. I don't even...
I hope that was the day before.
Yeah?
Yeah, why not? Fuck it. Who cares? Fighter safety, fighter
38
health.
Pounds in 24 hours.
Whatever. As long as you're knocking fools out, not getting possible. Knocked out.
You cannot cut 38 pounds in 24 hours. You'd be dead.
Everybody can do this, especially these lighter weight guys.
No chance.
It's no problem. No. It's like, what, 20% of his body weight? That's no issue. And then you had one FC over the weekend. Eddie Alvarez got knocked out.
He did. Didn't look very good. And
he showed pictures. He got his eyelids split. The top and bottom got split. So vision issue again. Don't give a fuck.
Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson.
Yeah, he got the fucking guillotine, and he's throwing knees.
Looking exciting.
And he's looking pretty vascular over in ONE FC. You know?
I would say yeah.
He's a little bit stronger than normal.
He's getting older. Guys get more vascular as they get older.
Yeah, we totally do.
Yeah.
Especially when we go to a new organization with lack drug testing.
That's right.
At best.
Speaking of drug testing,
Did
you see that Ruslan Magomedov has received a lifetime ban from USADA from some shit that happened in 2016? I believe he's the first guy to ever have a lifetime ban.
Yeah, they said he didn't take a drug test on February 5th, and that was his third strike.
And he's like, that's it. You're banned forever.
So what does that mean? Is the UFC going to release him from a contract, or are they going to tie him up? Because he literally, if you're from Russian descent, I would imagine him to be over in Russia fighting. You can't curtail a guy's livelihood forever.
You know what I'm saying? I'm sure he's going to fight, but in America, I think he's done.
Yeah, he'll never fight in the U.S. again.
But USADA is only...
But USADA's a fucking, it's bullshit organization.
True.
Because you're not kinda an like athletic commission. Government. You're not an athletic commission, right? What'd you say?
Because they're kind of like the American government.
I don't know what he's talking about. You're on a no-fly list now, buddy.
I'm not even political, so I have no idea what I'm saying.
It's all good. That guy, whatever he does on the weekends.
I just whack off.
I was thinking about fisting, but
That too. I fist myself and whack off.
Okay, good for you. It's like you killed two birds with one stone.
Perfect.
Or one fist, whatever it takes, right?
Yeah, two fists. One for anyways.
I don't know why I know your fist is dead.
Many places, man.
Right.
Okay, let's pull
so
out
we were
of this
talking
one.
About this Russian dude. So, yeah. Will he ever fight again in the U.S.? Probably not. No. But I just hope the UFC is kind enough to release him from the contract and not tie him
He's
up.
Not a huge star, so I wouldn't see why not. Just let him go.
Yeah, I'm okay with this. Fight on somewhere else, I think, should be the story. And then bare-knuckle fighting championship, you got to be clear with this because there's two organizations. Mm-hmm. One doesn't pay people, and one, I think the owner went to fucking prison for not paying people and some other... issues. That's the one where Chris Leben fought Phil Baroni, and all the fighters that fought on the card, no one got paid, and somehow Matt Rutan was involved, and it was just a fucking nightmare. So this weekend, I think Artem Lobov is fighting Jason Knight, and Chris Leben is fighting someone. This is Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. So they had some kind of a press conference in a boxing gym, and Paulie Malignaggi was there, and Artem Lobov is there, and they're talking shit to each other, and Paulie thinks it would be a good idea to slap Lobov in the face.
Mm-hmm.
And he does it, and a little melee ensues. Anthony Rumble Johnson is there and just grabs Paulie with one arm, pulls him away. You know, he's like 280, shots while he's still videotaping with his cell phone in the other hand, just like, hey, what's going on? You know, whatever. Yeah. Not a big guy to hold back. But I think people were saying a year ago to the day was when Nurmagomedov cornered Lobov.
Oh.
And then I don't know if it was the next day where Conor McGregor and his crew flew in through the dolly. So I know I'm going to share some Conor McGregor tweets shortly. Some got posted and deleted, but he's obviously irritated right now. Is he going to come in and fucking throw another dolly?
Conor?
Yeah, he's got to protect his buddy.
He's retired and probably wired and, you know,
you know,
wink, got his whiskey and his Coke and his new rose, whatever he's slinging on April 1st.
April Fool's Day shenanigans.
Yeah. We still have that proper 12 bottle over there. One day we'll open it. Can you drink that? You'd probably die.
I will just pass on any whiskeys. I'm not. The only thing I'm going to drink would be a potato vodka.
Okay.
And the gluten-free beers.
So Connor's not selling any vodka for sure. It's not an Irish thing. So
why not? They should be all about the potato vodkas.
Why? Because the potato famine?
I think the celiac disease comes from Ireland.
Oh, it does.
I don't know what the backstory is, but I think it's from people of Irish descent.
Okay.
Moving right along. What else you got?
Oh, me?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, skip around here. Speaking of the events this weekend, because of NCAA basketball and the time that it has the lowest viewership on ESPN ever, actually, the event.
Well, they only had, 8 or 9 cards, so it's kind of a small sample size.
It is.
Going up against... I thought that was a pretty significant game that they were going up against.
Yeah, it averaged 800,000 viewers for the main card, which is extremely low. It's like half of what it usually is.
Yeah, well, that's to be expected.
It's a final 8.
Something like that. Final 4. It's college basketball.
Yeah. One of the biggest, it's like Super Bowl and then it's March Madness. It's
right.
Like, those are the two big times of
the
year.
So I'm not worried about that. In fact, I don't even care about the fucking numbers anymore. And I don't think the UFC cares because they get the fucking ESPN money.
Yeah, good point. Good point. Good point.
Ariel Helwani tweeted this one out. He was talking about the UFC, the ESPN card. He says, tonight was the 8th card on ESPN/ESPN+. Card of a new era. He said all 8 main events ended via KO or TKO, and one was a submission. In fact, the only 2 mains of 2019 that didn't end in KO or TKO were UFC 234 and UFC 235. Both of those went the distance. He says, I think we all know why this is, and he's pointing to clock, because all of those were way early. I think this Gaethje Barboza main event was... I think it was 9:00 Central before it was over. I mean, it was way early. It was beautiful.
Okay.
I love it. So is there any credence to what he's saying here, do you think?
Maybe.
Early times, maybe you're a little more awake.
So there's more knockouts?
Yeah, instead of fighting at fucking 11:00 if you're the main event fighter.
I think there's definitely
or 12:00, depending on if you're East Coast,
for
West
sure.
Coast.
I think there's a lot to it. I think fighting during the day, if it's earlier, even if you're whatever time zone you're in, will be definitely better. Maybe they should start cards at noon.
I don't know about that.
I would like barbecue and get drunk at noon.
7 p.m. Central is real good.
So that's 9:00 East. No,
8:00 Eastern. East, but that would be 5:00 West Coast. And
yeah, the West
cry.
Coast will suffer.
They did 8:00 for a while, and that was just even an hour would be helpful.
Yeah, those are long nights now. Back in the day when I was a little wee young lad, it was no big deal. But now that I'm getting older... It's my bedtime, man.
I like to be in bed by midnight. That's
my
goal.
The card is over. I'm like, shit, I'm already tired. Like,
yeah.
Kind of sucks.
What else did you have? You had something about Barnett?
Yes, Bellator signing Josh Barnett to a fight deal. And in the same respect, we also have his Bloodsport thing going on April 4th, I think. Frank Mir is going to face, who the fuck is it? Dan Severin. It's like a wrestling / MMA combination thing.
Frank Mir and Dan Severin.
Dan Severin in Josh Barnett's Bloodsport.
What is it?
It's like a wrestling thing.
Is it real or fake? That's what I need.
It's both.
They will exchange blows, sort of.
It's both. It's both real and fake at the same time.
What so, is that?
We're not really sure.
Upcoming MMA professional wrestling hybrid event.
It's a spectacle, Matt. Don't question
How
it.
How old is Dan Severn? He's got to be like fucking 80. 60 by
He's
now.
He's up there.
Mere 39. Uh-huh. Reading. This 60-year-old. Jesus Christ. Whatever it is, they shouldn't be doing anything.
It's half pro wrestling. It's half fake and half real. Someone's limbs might get broken. I don't know. I doubt it, though. I doubt Frank Mir would be an asshole like that.
No, and fucking Severn's probably still 300-plus pounds.
Yeah.
He was a big dude. Mm-hmm. What else? They had said, you're going to have Francis Ngannou versus Junior Dos Santos at UFC 239.
Ooh.
I like that matchup. I like it a lot. I fear for Junior Dos Santos' life.
Do you?
Yeah, because if you're not going to take Ngannou down...
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Could be sleepy time.
Yeah, this version of Junior Dos Santos, I don't see this working out well for him. Okay. Do you?
I think he has a fighting chance.
Got a puncher's chance.
I think he's still crafty and he's athletic, and I think he could potentially catch Ngannou with an uppercut of some sort. But
I could see it going the other way. I will say Ngannou uppercuts.
Yeah, I could see that as well.
Junior Dos Santos is?
You never know.
It's true. You have any other news?
I'm out.
It's going to be a relatively fast show this week because we just taped literally, was that Thursday? And now today is Tuesday?
Yes.
Pretty quick. Well, a little tweet of the week or titties of the week. Sorry.
I like titties.
A little cats in Ngannou. Oops on the sunblock. A little sunburn on those.
Oh, wow.
Good for her.
I would help her with the sunburn and I would massage aloe vera into her chest. Just listen, therapeutically.
Totally. I could hear that. Totally. I could watch that too.
That's right.
You'd be like, I could be watching to this channel.
Watching me rub aloe into her breast.
Yeah,
like,
whatever.
It's a good channel.
I'm in.
Can I make noises while I do it?
You like, do whatever you want.
This is so nice.
You pretend like you're playing piano or whatever you want to do.
Perfect.
Are you wearing sunglasses or no?
Yes. Shooter glasses. Sure.
Ooh, even like the Steven Seagal. Yeah.
Like the yellow orangey thing.
Nice. Yeah. That means you mean business.
That's right.
Whatever and you're doing, once those, you like, put the glasses
cigarettes
on.
Cigarettes with the attachment on it, you know, like the little attachment thing.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
Like smoking that thing. I got a hat. Through the glasses.
Perfect. Maybe a bandana. You could be totally Steven
I have
Seagal.
One of those like handkerchief thingies, like it's like a neck thing. You know what I mean?
Or like you're a bandito. You cover your face up.
Nah,
rob people.
Then I can't smoke.
You cut a little hole in it.
Okay.
You know what that's about.
Okay.
A little glory hole in there.
Glory holes is the way to go.
What else? And then we're going to have to move over to somewhere here. Let's see.
You got some Conor McGregor stuff?
Yeah, Conor apparently losing his mind. And it's obviously agitated because this tweet got sent out and deleted, but luckily I have a screenshot. So Conor McGregor tweets out to Khabib. He said, "Your wife is a tall mate," and you can't see in the picture, but there's a picture of Khabib sitting next to his wife, who's covered in, like you can't even see her face. Mm-hmm. And then another picture where he's walking, and she's wearing the whatever the garb of
hijab.
Yep. So that one got deleted. Talking about a man's wife. Your wife is a towel, mate.
Yeah, it's a rough one. I think Conor's, you know.
Well, I think he's agitated about that Lobov incident.
Probably.
So who's he taking out on? Khabib.
Of course.
Can't throw a dolly at the man, so I'll throw verbal strikes.
Or punches.
Yeah.
But I'm pumped.
I just get taken down and man raped.
Uh-huh.
These things happen.
Are we already at news? I mean,
we're at Ask Enough.
You're announced? Ask Enough.
What UFC main event performance was most impressive this month? Jones, Dos Santos, Masvidal, Pettis, or Gaethje?
I like Masvidal. I think that was fantastic.
Masvidal over Till, Pettis over fucking...
Oh, Pettis was pretty good, too.
Mm. Yeah, Jones is not impressive.
No.
Dos Santos, no. Masvidal. Gaethje was interesting because he was also an underdog, so I bet... I did a little parlay, $15 to win 100. If Gaethje wins, which he did,
mm-hmm.
he was the underdog. Who's the other guy? Cejudo fighting Marlon Morales, or whatever his last name is. Cejudo is the underdog.
Oh, wow.
So I picked him to win.
Okay.
And then for the safer bet, Adesanya over Gastelum. 15 to pay 100.
Okay.
One of three is already in.
Yeah.
I'll agree. I'll say Masvidal. I like that. Jared Christian asks, the last three Fight Night main events have been great. Personally, I'd much rather watch exciting fighters like Gaethje, Pettis, Masvidal, and Cerrone than a boring title fight. Will champions that like to grind out decisions ever lose main event status to more fan-friendly fighters?
That's a tough one. I doubt it.
They should. I think it's just been a couple times.
Yeah. But, you know, I think the champs always win, like, as far as, you know, crowds. And
unfortunately,
stuff.
But I think you get a lot of champions, too, that like to coast once they become champ. So, you can even argue John Jones in that to some extent. But, obviously, GSP, Tyron Woodley, anybody at 170, maybe.
Who else likes to coast? John Jones.
He does.
He does like to coast.
Well, I think his competition's a little stiffer than some of the other guys. Not now. Now he just fights whoever. Let me just fight Anthony Smith. And then whoever's next. Thiago Santos or somebody. I don't even know anymore. So, yes, I would prefer the fan-friendly fighters to be headlining stuff.
I agree.
Then Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time. Pound sign Nuts Rule. Pound sign Matt Rape Train. Pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy.
Shortest show ever.
I know. Okay. In homage to Game of Thrones returning soon, which, like, fucking
2 weeks. One a week. Like one that. And a half weeks.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Everyone's going to die. I'm going to re-ask a question that involves the show and MMA. If you guys were forced to have a fighter of each division except below 155, thank you, respect, defend your life in a trial by combat in an MMA fight, who would you guys choose?
From the show?
No, like in MMA. Like, so if you're going to pick anybody in MMA at each weight class, they're going to do that trial by combat, who are you going to choose?
I take Mark Hunt in heavyweight.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
I'll take John Jones at light heavyweight.
I agree.
As much as I hate
185,
him.
I'm taking Yoel Romero.
Okay, I wasn't going to go that route, but okay. 170, I'm going to have to go with Robbie Lawler.
Okay, I'm going to take Masvidal.
That's a good point. That's a good one, too.
Because he's street. I want street to some extent. And then at 155, I'm taking Gaethje.
I like Conor McGregor at 155.
I know you don't want to see a fight, but I would like to see Conor versus Gaethje.
Okay.
Because it's one of those, like, you're almost fighting a Nate Diaz. You can tee off. Gaethje can break at some point, but will he break before Conor gasses out? That's my question.
I think Conor picks him apart.
He could.
I think he does. It surgically just destroys him.
He could. But he can also just walk through it, and if Gaethje just starts leg-kicking the shit out of Conor, how long does Conor last with fucking Gaethje leg-kick? So.
Good point.
It's interesting. Next question. Buy or sell, who is the better action movie star in their prime? Arnold Schwarzenegger or Sylvester Stallone, and what is your favorite movie from them?
Arnold Schwarzenegger, hands down.
Hands down, pants down, and hands favorite down. Movie is Predator for me.
I was going to say Predator is up on the list. I do like Total Recall.
That one's good too, and that one is interesting because it had a lot of the shit that, I don't remember when that movie came out.
Was
it like
Running
89
Man?
Or 90. Yeah. But Total Recall had a lot of inventions that became reality.
Yes.
Like one of those weird movies where you see that sometimes where they invent stuff in a movie and then it becomes reality. You're like, what the fuck, man? How do you know this?
Yeah, Total Recall. He was in some good movies. I liked a lot of his action shit. Stuff. Terminator, of course, but I mean, it's kind of cliche.
Yeah, it's all right.
This, I almost want to say the second one was better than the first. Is it the one with the Guns N' Roses? Is that second or third?
Second,
yeah.
It was a good pinball machine, too, Terminator. Terminator 2.
Hells yeah. Good stuff. Definitely Arnold, though.
Yes, I agree. Champion, Gatekeeper, and Bellator. You guys know how this works. Choose one to become a champion in his respective weight division, one to become Gatekeeper, and one you believe would do better in Bellator. This is the lightweight edition number one. You have Ally Quinta, Justin Gaethje, and Tony Ferguson.
Ferguson should go to Bellator. I like Gaethje to win the belt. Okay, and Ally Quinta should do what? What was the third?
Gatekeep for life.
Gatekeeper.
I'll agree.
Ally Quinta for sure.
I can't argue.
Trashing hotel rooms, a crazy fucker.
And not get a UFC bonus for like 2 years. You're banned. No bonus. Yeah. Champion versus contender game. Trying to think how I got to word this. Save this new game. Okay. I take a former UFC champion and ask if someone that he had defeated or lost before would have a different outcome if they fought today. Today's former UFC champion is Anderson Silva.
Okay.
So today, I ask you who would win if they fought today. So you have Anderson Silva today versus Chael Sonnen. Like, who wins?
Right now?
Yeah. Unfortunately.
I don't even know. I would say it would be a horrible fight, I think.
Well, I think I'm going to say this. I think Chael Sonnen is stupid enough to get caught in another fucking triangle after winning 4 and 4/5 rounds. He habitually gets caught in stupid shit when he's been winning fights. Mm-hmm. Like clockwork. Even
block.
Juiced up to 225 or whatever he is in Bellator, he'll still lose that fight. What do you think?
I can't disagree with you.
Anderson Silva versus Chris Weidman. Weidman's a different fighter.
Yeah, I would say Anderson Silva might win that one this time.
Yeah, and there's no supplements either, so I wouldn't mind seeing it. I'm going to say, instead of having fucking Anderson Silva fighting Jared Cannonier.
Which we don't know who that
fucking
is.
Come on, man. Really?
Who is that guy?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. When's Chris Weidman going to fight, right?
Never. I haven't heard shit about him.
No. Fuck, Mary Kill, Celebrity Edition number 38. Hollywood, give me wood number 10.
That was weird.
We start with Brooke White.
I do like the Brooke White. That's solid.
Mm-hmm. No. Isla Fisher.
I quit.
She's in those movies.
That just looks nasty.
No, this is a great picture. It's a little blurry. She was in Wedding Crashers. She's a chick that's going after Vince Vaughn.
Not my style.
And then Nikki Reed.
I'm going to marry Nikki Reed and kill the one in the middle and fuck the first
so
one.
So blasphemy. I'm marrying.
I know that's your style, man.
I'm marrying the one in the middle. She's not. She's clean as the day is long. I'm fucking this last one, and that first one is dead. Nothing going on there.
Okay.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing.
You got any knowledge?
Well, Game of Thrones is happening.
Yeah.
Like next week. So in honor of that, I think I might start. I think I might literally watch all the seasons again. I'm thinking about it.
Not a bad idea.
Because I've never done it like that, and it's the last season, so I figured maybe I should watch. Because I don't even remember, like, the early episodes. I remember the first thing about the first episode was, like, the wall. Remember how there's, like, the big theme of the first episode?
Yeah. But. Well, I usually will watch the whole last season before I watch whatever the new season was. Oh. So I'll go back and watch. Are we in 8 or 7? I don't remember.
It's 8.
Whatever we're at, I'll watch the season prior just to catch
up. Or is it 7.25?
I don't even know anymore. It's been fucking like 2 years since the last season.
Time flew by though. This next 2 weeks seems like it's longer than the last 2 years though.
Yeah, and it just sucks because it's gonna be great that it's back, but it's gonna be terrible because it's gonna be over forever. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know if they ever bought in on any of the spinoffs, did they?
They will, I'm sure. They have to.
Because you could do prequel, you could do after, mm-hmm. you could just follow a character if anybody lives.
Follow Cersei and her craziness.
You can follow the White Knight or whatever they are, the fucking White Walkers. Mm-hmm. I'm in. You see, boxing, apparently he's got some new techniques now.
Oh, yeah.
And I ever pull this shit up.
What kind of new techniques?
Hopefully, I don't have any volume going on because I know there's This guy's like holding on, and right here he like holds the guy's arm.
He's like, I'm gonna.
Oh, you're not gonna let go again.
What is he doing? What is his strategy?
Pelvic thrust, because the guy in front is tucking and holding his arm, so he can't get out. So he's doing pelvic thrusts.
Think he's getting points for doing that?
Oh yeah.
Pelvic thrust points.
Crowds love it. The crowds love it. I think that's all I got. We'll be back next week.
Yeah, hopefully some shit happens over the weekend. Is there a card or something?
Well, the only thing going on this weekend is that Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship.
Of course.
And then I think next week is the next numbered UFC. With Israel Adesanya versus Kelvin Gastelum. And who's the main event on that one?
I'm looking it up right now. It is
flipping me.
Somebody's shit's going on.
It's a good fight. There's two good fights on the card.
We have Max Holloway versus Dustin Poirier.
Thank you. For the 155 interim, right?
Yes, sir.
What's the date?
That is Saturday, April 13th.
Yes. So, week from... We'll talk about that one next week, then.
OSP is on that card, too, versus Nikita Krylov. OSP with, like, a strange new haircut. Interesting. Kelvin Gastelum, huh? What do you... All right, we'll save it.
Yeah. There's money plays, money bets.
Yes.
That's it. Shutdown.
That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Wuggle.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.